One of the perhaps unsolvable mysteries of the entertainment world and its history is the longevity and success to this very day of the brand that is Elvis Presley. Almost impossible to explain away, it just is what it is. And there are two pretty big, as I mentioned prior to the break, Elvis festivals in Canada. The biggest one of those is not too far from here, north of Toronto, Georgian Bay in Collingwood, you know, the Blue Mountain ski area, etc. And that's the biggest one. And one just slightly behind that is Penticton, British Columbia. I've lived in both those places, experienced these festivals, and believe me, it is truly an amazing function to behold, and it's more amazing to watch the fans that troop in for these festivals from all around the world. A little earlier this week, a media release came out saying this: officially sanctioned Elvis Festival coming to Niagara Falls in 2017. So we reached out to the producer of this new Elvis Festival here in Niagara. His name is Tony Busseri. He joins us on the phone. Tony, how you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
So how long was this in the making? What did you have to do to, because it's Elvis Presley Enterprises that holds the strings to these things. How long has this process taken you to put together?
Well, it started almost a year ago, actually. And after some research and contacts with people, we were able to approach Elvis Enterprises, and sure enough, we got a license.
How do they, what do they make you do? What do they ask you? What hoops do you have to go through before they say, yeah, okay?
Well, I think they want to know the aspect of your experience in show business and in entertainment. I was lucky enough, I've been an entertainment promoter and agent under a company by the name of ARB Productions for about 25 years. So with those credentials, plus Greg Pruin, the magician, and his wife, Alana, we teamed up. And I think having those credentials was a big part of us being accepted as promoters of the event.
All right. So this is pretty cool. Tell us about the event, when it is, where it is, and what's going on.
Well, it will be at the Greg Pruin Theater, May 19th to the 21st. That's the long weekend, our Canadian long weekend. And we have two headliner shows, Friday night and Saturday night, with two of the top Elvis tribute artists in the world. They're both champions. There's something called the Ultimate Elvis Tribute Artist Contest.
Yep.
And that takes place in Graceland once a year.
Uh-huh.
And two of our performers have won that championship.
Who are they?
One is Dean Z. He does the early years of Elvis. And then on the Saturday night, we have a fellow by the name of Bill Cherry who does the concert years.
Yeah, I heard the names.
Yeah, and they're both, you know, highly respected and regarded. In fact, they're in a major touring show called Elvis Lives that this weekend is actually at the Shays Theater in Buffalo. But they're traveling, you know, all over North America. Anyway, so we have the headliner shows, plus we have an Elvis Tribute Artist Contest, which is when you're sanctioned by Elvis Enterprises, you're allowed to run a contest, and the winner of your contest goes to Graceland for the Ultimate Elvis Contest, which they hold in August of every year.
So how many? Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, we're going to have about 20 Elvis tribute artists as part of our contest, and we'll have events on the Saturday, two events on the Saturday, preliminary contest, and then on the Sunday, we have a semifinal, and then the final at nighttime, and on the Sunday as well, we have a gospel show, which will take place in the morning. So there's lots of activity and lots of shows and lots to see. And even in our evenings after our show, we'll have an after-hours party with a live band. So we're really excited about this. It's going to be quite an event.
I'm sure it will be because, again, I've had some experience witnessing these things, and it just blows my mind the number of people that come out and just absolutely love these things. Now, yeah. With regard, is all of it inside the theater, Tony?
Yes. Yes.
All right.
It'll all be, you know, other than the after-hours party, which will be in the lobby of the theater. But, yes, it's all in the theater.
Because the reason I ask that is there are a a finite number of seats and tickets, I'm sure, because it will be inside. So people are going to want to probably get tickets early. I'm predicting you'll sell out.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad you feel that way. We're very optimistic as well. We're extremely excited about this. And the more, you know, it's interesting to hear you describe all this, because that's exactly what's happened to me in my research and all the people I've talked to in the Elvis community. I walk away saying it's hard to believe.
I just shake my head at it.
Yeah, how popular this guy is after all these years.
I mean, the one time that I was involved with one was in Penticton. Now, Penticton is a small city. It's a city of 32,000 people.
That
swells to about 70 during Elvis Festival weekend. They did their gospel thing outside. I was master of ceremonies for it, and they just passed the hat on this Sunday morning at an outdoor venue, and by the time they were done, they'd raised $4,500 for charity, just like in 20 minutes.
Wow. Fabulous.
It was awesome.
Yeah, it really is, and these are a special group of people. The fans, Elvis fans, they're really a special group. I'm just really pleased to be part of all of this and to be connected with these people, because it's like a big, big, happy community, and they support each other, and it's really special to be part of this. So we're really proud of it, and we're excited about it.
Well, you should be. And I mean, year one is always the test year. It's always, yes, you know, getting anything, yes, off the ground is always the toughest year, and you grow from there. So it's at the Fruin Theater, May 19th to the 21st in Niagara Falls. Do you have the stuff online yet so that people,
yes,
can go on there?
Yes, they just have to go to Niagara Falls Elvis Festival .com, and or they can call the theater directly, 1-866-779-8778.
All right. Tony, thank you very much. And I know that people that have never experienced one of these things are, some of them are in the audience right now going, you've got to be kidding, you know? But they will be amazed, I'm sure. I'm predicting a success for you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Our pleasure. Thanks.
Cheers.
Very much.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
It is a brand that astounds over and over and over again, that brand being Elvis Presley. It is a musical and an entertainment history anomaly, and it continues.